Gary, just saying to Richard Porritt, it's been on the cards for a while that you've been on the radar for England, but it must be really exciting for you to get a call up.
Yeah, obviously it is. Yeah, it's a proud moment, and you know, hopefully if I get a game, I can, you know, enjoy it and do well.
What's it going to be like? I mean, because you've been playing for Yorkshire, you've been doing really well for Yorkshire, but to actually kind of take that step up into the full England ranks must be quite, yeah, dreams are made of that, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, it's something I've dreamed of since I moved over here, and I'm very excited, but obviously nervous at the same time. So, yeah, we'll just see how it goes, and you know, if I get a game, we'll just enjoy it and try and do as well as I can.
It's always a no-lose situation, though, isn't it? You go in, it's T20 cricket, it's smash mouth wallet, but if you get a score, you really do kind of make your mark.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how it is, and that's how I'm going to take it. You know, just go out and enjoy it and have a bit of fun and just, you know, show them what I can do, and hopefully, you know, it comes off. And like you said, it's 2020 cricket, so you never know what happens.
It's a chance to get a taste of the T20 before the Yorkshire T20 starts as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, can get into it before we start here, and I'm looking forward to our campaign, which, you know, we had a good one last year, so hopefully we can produce some good results and get some momentum and get some wins behind us.
Doesn't seem 2 minutes ago I was talking to you and you were looking to make your mark in the side, but now you're into the T20 now as one of the senior players, aren't you? Is that kind of like a different vibe, a different responsibility for you?
No, I think it's going to be the same as last year. You know, we had a game plan and it's going to be similar this year. You know, me coming in and trying to get boundaries towards the end of the innings, so nothing's really changed, but I'm looking forward to it. You know, I wish we wouldn't have Dave Miller, but you know, I think we'll still have a good chance.
How much did you learn off David Miller last year? Because I mean, fairly similar players and you had some fantastic partnerships, didn't you?
Yeah, I learned a lot. You know, he's obviously playing a lot for South Africa, playing IPL now, so he's you know, a great striker of the ball, and you know, he's one of the best going around, so you know, I learned a lot from him, learned how to bowl in innings, I think. So he's helped us a lot, not just myself, but a lot of the guys in the team.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.